tonight. I know that in a way it's sad that Bill Graham is closing down the Fillmore, but I'm sure he'll get into something better. It's been lovely working for you this evening. Good night.
Out there in the Lower Mainland, it is just past 7:30 p.m. Pacific. Radio Free Gak starts now. The Bells with Moody Manitoba Morning, their first and only single back when they were known as the Five Bells, before they dropped the five, because maybe they changed the number there were. But anyways, they were based in Montreal and came up with a number of easy listening songs like that from the late 60s onwards through the 70s. And Moody Manitoba Morning came out in 1969 on a 7-inch. But you can easily find it on one of the weird little collections called Get Easy Sunshine Pop. And a future member of the Bells was Frank Mills, who played piano with them from 1970 to 1972 before he launched on his little solo career and stumbled across the instrumental block of cheese known as Music Box Dancer. Good evening, and welcome to yet another esoteric episode of Radio Free Gak, your source for atmospheric and cinematic sounds here on UBC's bioluminescent station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be your chef de mission until 9 o'clock Pacific here. You can call the station at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. In honor of Canada Day this Wednesday, I'm going to focus on one of this nation's many provinces. So tonight, it's all about Manitoba, where any good team from northwestern Ontario heads since the drinking age in the Keystone Province is 18 now, although it was 17 back in the day. We will have some IBDM by Venetian Snares. We'll have a little bit of, to me, tolerable music by the Weakerthans. And we'll have some vintage songs by Manitobans and non-Tobans alike. And this week's soundtrack spotlight will, of course, be with Guy Madden and his work with the saddest music in the world. And it was through Guy Madden that I first heard that number, Moody Manitoba Morning. But we'll kick things off with some solid indie. So the Telepathic Butterflies are a psych pop band out of Winnipeg from last year's Breakfast in Suburbia album. Here's the Gossip Trail on CITR Vancouver.
Sleep for what we did here. life is now too short and they're too tight. We look like throwbacks to a past life, a sad sight.
With A Little Tradition off their album of the same name, which came out last year through Mint Records. A Novelero formed in 1999, 10 years ago, of the ashes of Winnipeg lounge pop darlings Transonic. And features also former members from Bulletproof Nothing and The Waking Eyes. However, one additional member is Rod Slaughter, who we heard before from his earlier band Duotang, and that's off the Bright Side album from 2001. And we heard Rise and Fall of the GQBC.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
An interesting project that came out of Winnipeg in the past little while was the Record of the Week Club, whereby local musicians were paired with others, sometimes mutually, similar, otherwise like wildly disparate styles, and they basically were forced to come up with a song a week. That doesn't mean that the same artists were asked each week after to come up with a different song all the time. It's just they rotated in artists. So an album was compiled using all the songs that was released. That came out last month through Head in the Sand Records, and it's appropriately enough called Record of the Week Club. And one participant was John K. Sampson, formerly of Propagandhi and currently leading the Weaker Thans. So what we'll do is we'll listen to Sampson here as he joined by Winnipeg hip-hop producer Blunders Public and the wild card here, which is Inuit throat singer Nikki Komaksiutikisak. And what we'll hear is something called Keewaytin Arctic on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver.
Charlie play. Used to have something of an arm in the day. The crowd would roar when he swung the bat. Got a tattoo on his arm, says Charlie Attack. Used to run around with the kids at noon. Now he's got a job at the Greasy Spoon, washing all the dishes for the night to come. Been 30 years, but the night is young. On the weekends he gets to paint the lines white. Chalk dust makes it cost sometimes, but Charlie's not too late. Gonna move down the street, turn off the rock radio and turn on the CBC. Gonna do grade 12, gonna find me a girl, take her out and show her my world. Used to run around with the kids at noon. Now he's got a job at the Greasy Spoon, washing all the dishes for the night to come. Been 30 years but the night is young. On the weekends he gets to paint the lines white. Chalk dust makes him cough sometimes, but Charlie's not too late.
With Charlie's Back, off their self-released and self-titled album, which you can find through CD Baby. And the quintet just finished a fairly comprehensive Canadian tour, and hopefully get to hear more from them soon. And there is a little bit of a CITR connection there, since I believe one of the members is related to our illustrious station manager. You're listening to an all-Manitoba version of Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. However, Tapes and Tapes are a quartet from Minneapolis, which is the closest metropolis to Winnipeg, though most Tobins, when they do their cross-border shopping, just head out to North Dakota. From their 2006 album, The Loon, here are Tapes and Tapes with Manitoba.
I've come, you'll come. Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me, that's all. You're tuned in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lane airlocks is telling cream. From New York to Los Angeles, it all points in between. Piling 50 million megawatts of gasoline.
Initiating the 67 Pan Am Games. Warmest greetings to you one and all. Be our guests, loosen up, have a ball. Our hearts brimming, truly glad. We say welcome to Winnipeg. While you're here, enjoy our city. Make yourselves at home.
We started off with Welcome to Winnipeg by the Swinging Strings, joined there with vocals by Jim Wheeler. And that was an A-side to a 1967 single through Eagle Records, who also released the other song that we just heard here, Art Young with Manitoba in the Fall, off his 1977 album, Autumn Leaves. Eagle Records was a Winnipeg-based label that had its back catalog rescued by Super Oldies, a Duluth, Minnesota-based company that focuses on archiving similarly sized labels throughout the world, including the collection from Affection Records. They have the Shondells Library for some reason, and then artists such as JB and the Playboys. And a compilation of some of the Eagle Records collection is due soon in the next few months, including a B-side we'll hear later on, and you may have remembered it from a certain film by Guy Madden as well, too. However, here's one more Eagle Records goodie, featuring the only song I could find that doesn't use either Winnipeg or Manitoba. So, from 1964, here's Urban Freeze with a town that borders with Saskatchewan. And this is the Flin Flon Song on Radio Free GAC.
It was in October on a bright autumn day. Four men left Birch River for far, far away. They were headed to Flin Flon to work in the mine, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Heard of the old greasy spoon. We were tired, hungry, thirsty as the dickens, so we all made a beeline for the Richmond Hotel. We picked out our table, ordered around, and talked over jobs we would get underground. Just how long we sat there, well, I'll never know. Finally got up, walked the streets up and down, to let people know there was farmers in town. Well, then we decided to follow the mob, and go to the office and ask for our job. They hired us on as muckers first rate, and told us to be there next morning at 8. Got our big boots and a hat that was hard, went back through the gate, yelled good night to the guard. To work the first morning in a dark holy plain, we saw many things there, even electric muck train. For the first couple hours just standing around and learning the signals of the cage up and down. Stupid of the work that's down there, you'd thought so if you'd heard the old miner swear. There was big lights and small ones passing me by, the rumble of liners to the diamond drill's cry. Then a shift boss, he took us way back to a switch. We each got a shovel and showed us the ditch.
You never know, maybe back here next fall. the sky was very blue. People were a few. And nights were getting colder. And when I heard the sound, saw the sky turn red, I got up from my bed and I wandered far from town. I have seen the face of God and I was not afraid. I have seen the face of God and I have dearly paid. Darkness came, I couldn't see. I had no light to follow. I slept inside the hollow of a dead and fallen tree. I tell you how 3 days I tried to wake me up, oh, but no. My flesh had turned to snow and I thought I had died. Headed rough. They got me home in time and they gave me home and wine, but it was not enough. The cold had made me dumb and I was sent away. These walls are here today for 50 years and some.
Pixie Black Francis, they're known as Frank Black, and he's joined there with the Catholics. And from their final album together, at least so far, 2003's Show Me Your Tears, and that song was Manitoba, which is this week's theme on Radio Free Gak here, CITR Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 and Discorder Magazine are hosting an epic Canada Day party at the Astoria. Come celebrate 142 years of Confederation featuring Gang Violence, Reflections, MT40, and guest DJs Ian Wyatt and No Gold. Doors are at 10 p.m., show starts at 11. Join us for a night of amazing local sounds at 769 East Hastings, the Astoria, on Wednesday, July 1st.
go check that out. New version, a new issue of Discorder should be out in just a matter of days. In tribute, as part of July itself, and there is going to be some tribute definitely to Canada Day as well as the Vancouver scene. Let's go back to Winnipeg here and some hip-hop, and we'll start off with some of the jazzier sounds by the band called Grand Analog. And they're fronted by Odario Williams, who used to be part of the hip-hop group Root Mood Rough. Now, Grand Analog calls Toronto home now, but their style doesn't reflect the usual hogtown patois. Perhaps they hearken back like a Prairie de la Soul. From their 2007 album Calligraffiti, here's Grand Analog with I'll Walk Alone on CITR Vancouver.
Mayday, mayday, my strength is fading. Struggle on the rise and escalating. Aye. We got together for a rap payday with just a few fellas and a fine lady. We do it for the cause, we do it for the beat. We do it for you all to get out your seat. I say, some days I make a maze out of crazy things. These days never seem the same. Derangement ever take my aim, but then again I think ain't a damn thing change. Same day, just rearrange. My intake never go astray. I'm here, there, everywhere. Walk the boulevard like I just don't care. Here, there, everywhere. Struggle on the rise and I got no fear. It's like that. Jump. Hope it don't snow, hope it don't rain, my friend. I'ma put you through to the end. Got this soul in my blood and flow in my pen. I wonder how much your shrink gon' be if I didn't have the chance to write poetry. If I didn't have the love to find my freedom, let's get together and we'll get it undone. Only human execution. Head so far gone, my mind got too much. Aye. Raise your hand if you're gone crazy. Raise your hand if you're gone crazy. When you lose your mind, it's just the right time. Pick it up, start it over again. When you lose your mind, it's just the right time. Pick it up, start it over again. Mama, it doesn't matter to me. Right back at where I wanna be. Sun in the sky is plain to see, yeah. Right back at where I wanna be. I'll walk
next song has some words that could offend, so the listener discretion is advised.
Now one of you idiots could count the amount to the space inside Mr. Skid's account. Yeah. And the elite few that still got checks. That's how I bet. Put a bill on the one to fight next. We're quite vexed.
And I'm giving you a warning.
You and your man better abandon your plans to see in morning. Hung from the morning, only by your pippy toe. Before old Pippy let you go. And now you know who's the cheese in town. Henry Armstrong gone, nowhere to be found. Even down the bottle of my 13th beer. Never had a family like the Bernstein Bear. So I surround myself with a coin collection. Album review up in the business section.
on a battle for cash and see who's done so.
Bobby running shit
down the road to the bank.
What's up, losers? No need to say thanks for making rap where nobody wakes. We drop tanks into the meat of the issue. You drop the ball on the beat and we diss you. They had to fish you out of your jacuzzi after it came at you cheap like a doozy. Very few wealthy men have played fair. Did their full share of a line to stay there. Getting cash and keeping it ain't a rarity. Notice they don't call me Big Pippy Charity. Saving up for Donald Trump type of hair. And them fine Italian shirts is what I like to wear. King of the hill, still kick back, chill. People grind a mill, trying to get up to my will. The game is my pill, so you know that I pop it. I run Winnipeg and nobody can stop it. Nobody top it, we run this city. PNC, Pips, Kid, Big Smitty. Bang gritty all the way to the facts. And back to Vancouver, we be banging out tracks. Rock a whack, cause we keep a DJ.
Joe run. Drop the beat in.
That sounded safe to me. That was Scratch Bastard, joined by John Smith and Pip Skid, collaborating together on the 2005 album Taking Care of Business. That's a nice little throwback to the old Winnipeg band Backman Turner Overdrive. Huh. That song was I Run Winnipeg, and Vancouverites know Pip Skid as part of the Peanuts and Corn crew. They started off in Brandon, Manitoba, before heading to Winnipeg, and then finally here. Let's go techno now for this next set, and yes, the name of this next song is definitely not really radio safe at all. So this features one Aaron Funk, better known as Venetian Snares, and Funk is quite happy to leave Winnipeg a few years ago. In 2005, he recorded an entire album devoted to his hatred for that windy city, bringing an angry focus to his breakcore work. And there's a Guy Madden sample here, which leads us into our eventual profile here on Radio Free Gak. And we'll follow that up with a recent Venetian Snares song, too. So here is Venetian Snares with the title track to the missive to his old hometown. So this is Winnipeg is a Frozen Shithole.
Listen to the sounds of Winnipeg. The wide breathing of a nocturnal city in this sad, sad world. Listen to the sounds of Winnipeg. If you're sad and like beer, I'm your lady.
Yeah. been chosen 4 years in a row by the London Times as the world capital of sorrow.
Ha ha ha!
From his forthcoming album, Filth, through Planet Mew Records. There's Reluctant Pegger Venetian Snares with a very innuendo-sounding Crashing the Yogurt Truck.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Aboard!
Winnipeg. Winnipeg. Snowy, sleepwalking Winnipeg. My home for my entire life. I need to get out of here. I must leave it now. What if I film my way out of here? It's time for extreme measures. I sublet for 1 month the house in which I grew up.
In action.
Only here can I properly recreate the archetypal episodes from my family history. I hire actors to play my brothers and sister. My dog, Toby, to be played by my girlfriend's dog, Spanky. It's time to get to work.
Mother, I had an accident. I ran into a deer.
What were you doing out there?
Team party.
Where did it happen? In the back seat.
What happened?
The real party.
My mother As perennial as the winter, as ancient as the bison, a magnetic pole, a direction from which I can't turn for long.
An action.
You have to feed us.
My cooking days are over.
We brought the parakeet with us. I'll call him off if you get up and make us some meatloaf.
Right now.
Once this filmed reenactment is complete, I can free myself from the heinous power of family and city and escape once and for all.
Joys redound in one long happy song. Here are friends and kindly faces, folks I'm glad to know. It's no Eden that you would see, yet it's home sweet home to me.
After a lifetime of many botched attempts, this time I'm leaving for good. Again.
There, we heard, featuring the song Wonderful Winnipeg, which was the B-side to the Swinging Strings and Jim Wheeler song we heard before. That was the trailer to Guy Madden's My Winnipeg, a quote, docu-fantasia, unquote, to his hometown, filtered through many truths, family drama, and outright lies to help build up the myth of a city where he's lived and grew up. The song Moody Manitoba Morning was also introduced to me via this film, and this debuted in 2007 to much acclaim. However, tonight's focus will be on the Madden film most of us are familiar with, and that would be 2003's The Saddest Music in the World itself. Another weird tale about Winnipeg, though. Definitely fictional. Based loosely on a short story by Kazuo Ishiguro, Madden spun the tale from 1980s London to 1930s Manitoba, placing his usual mix of silent film, Depression-era production styles, tales of sibling rivalries, and lustful intrigue. I'll cover a little bit more in a bit, but first, let's listen to a few cues from the score, as written by Christopher Dedrick, a former New Yorker who was part of the cult band The Free Design, an impossibly happy folk band from the 60s. Dedrick moved to Toronto in the 70s and has been doing a lot of score work over the past few decades. And what we'll do right now is listen to Dedrick along with the Canadian Film Orchestra as we start off with The Curse of the Fortune Teller before we cut into the main theme from The Saddest Music in the World.
Nothing gets me down, sugar.
Old fingers will tell you, I didn't cry at my mother's funeral, and I don't cry now.
Thank you.
If you're sad and like beer, I'm your lady.
Get up, get your boots on. Hurry up, hurry up. Time's a-wasting if you're not tasting
Lady Port Hunky's
beer.
It's for me and for you. It's for me and for you. It's for me and for you.
Would you call his hair slippery?
Thank you.
just heard there was Roderick's Dream. So starting from the top there, we began with the curse of the fortune teller there. We heard a little bit of Mark McKinney there laying in as the American. Then we had theme from the saddest music in the world. Then we had a little bit of a jingle there, and that was Lady Port Huntley's Muskeg Beer. And as you can tell, Lady Port Huntley was portrayed by the wonderful Isabella Rossellini. Then we heard a wonderful old 30s musical tribute there. So from Music in the Air, we heard the Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein song, The Song Is You. Then there's a little bit of a peppy number there with Legs. And then, yes, we just ended there with Roderick's Dream. Christopher Dedrick, when he moved to Canada in the early 70s, he started scoring for a lot of TV, effectively, although he ended up conducting a lot of major films like The Ice Storm. Just take a look here. What else did he do? The TV series, or no, the TV special, The Arrow, about the Arrow from Canada. He did work on Wagons East, Destiny in Space, Dieppe, and a whole bunch of other, like, you know, Road to Avonlea. Jaws Revenge he orchestrated. Wow. But he did a lot of TV and film production, sort of like music work there for his scores after he left the Free Design. And Guy Madden, of course, is basically our wonderful child savant director here, playing with silent era and early sound film scores here. So the premise behind the saddest music of the world is that Isabella Rossellini's character has issued a contest for each nation of the world to come to Winnipeg with their saddest music possible. So each country takes part. Although there's a lot of weird little incestuous things in that three of the countries are represented by a family who each have some romantic history with Rossellini there. What we'll do is we'll listen to a couple more cues, although this first one is going to be a bit of a doozy, since it actually features some of the music played by these countries here. So representing the nations, then the nations, so when I say Siam, it's not Thailand back in the 30s, so it's Siam, Mexico, Scotland, Serbia, India, and Spain. So this features a whole bunch of Winnipeg folk artists covering a little bit of a representative style. And yeah, so we'll listen to a sad music contest montage on Radio Free Gak, CITR, Vancouver.
Thank you.
There, we heard Attempted Assassination and Successful Stabbing by Christopher Dedrick and the Canadian Film Orchestra. And that was from the soundtrack to The Saddest Music in the World, Guy Madden's film from 2004. Guy Madden has been working steadily since then. He has a couple little short videos lined up right now, including, as we heard, Spanky, the dog in the trailer. He apparently has a little short film coming out, Spanky to the Pier and Back. Otherwise, there's a whole bunch of other little shorts due, and all the cinematography at this point. It sounds like, as well, he's left Winnipeg to go to L.A., which is a bit of a sad tale to tell. But he was able to collaborate with Isabella Rossellini again as, I guess, more of a production role. But that was for her film that was a tribute to her father, which now, at this point, it's My Father is 100 Years Old. And that was the director-father, Roberto Rossellini. As well, if you've seen her on any sort of TV as of late, not only was she on Alias and 30 Rock, but she's been making a series of weird little nature films, except they're called Green Porno, as she acts out the romantic lives of insects and other animals. So in the background here, we hear the band now known as Caribou, but back in the day they were called Manitoba, before that stupid handsome dick guy cut in. And from the 2003 album Up in Flames, we're listening to Skunks. And that's it for Radio Free GAC this week. Coming up shortly, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And what we'll do right now is he's in the fine company of saxophonist Sonny Rollins tonight as the Coastal Jazz Festival kicks into high gear here this week. And in tribute to Mr. Rollins, I'll cue up an encore presentation from June 2007, where the feature will be on the man himself, Sonny Rollins, and his work on Alfie. So stay tuned to CITR Vancouver. If you missed any of this week's show, you can download the MP3 as a podcast. Just subscribe through CITR's website, www.citr.ca. Click on the schedule and podcast link. My site, gak.ca, is yet again inaccessible to me, so it's old, stale information there. But there's a link to the podcast there if you want to save one letter's typing. We'll close with a German cover of Moody Manitoba Morning, and that's Space Kelly from last year's My Favorite Song Boot, Volume 2. And then from Australia, we'll listen to some hair metal. Well, it won't be hair metal at the time. It's 1978. It'll be a power ballad. The band's called Sherbet, or Sherbet, and we'll listen to Winnipeg Sidestep. So all of you, hopefully you get to enjoy yourselves this fine Canada Day week, and we'll see you next week.
pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
And as mentioned, prepare yourself for a repeat broadcast of The Jesh, originally broadcast June 18, 2007. And if you haven't already, make sure you get out to the Jazz Festival. So take care now.